One of the saddest stories in the Bible is the story of a man named Rehoboam. If you haven't read it lately, you may want to go back to 1 Kings chapter 11 and chapter 12 and read through it. Do you remember who his dad was? His dad was King Solomon. The Bible says about King Solomon that he exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. God used Solomon to write the book of Proverbs. Do you know who Rehoboam's grandfather was? His grandfather was King David. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. God used David to write the Psalms. What an incredible heritage Rehoboam had. Father, Solomon, grandfather, David, the book of Psalms, the book of Proverbs. And yet, in spite of all the potential of all this wisdom around him, in spite of this great heritage he had, the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 12 that Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him. That was the sad beginning of a sad life. Shortly after that, Rehoboam lost most of his kingdom. 10 of the 12 tribes chose their own king, Jeroboam, and separated themselves from Rehoboam. Later in his life, the Bible says, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. Rehoboam lived a tragic life and paid terrible consequences for it. You know what the problem with Rehoboam was? In spite of the fact that he had so much wisdom around him, he wasn't teachable. He didn't want to learn from the wise men around him. He didn't want to learn from the wisdom from his dad or from his grandfather. Rehoboam's dad, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, had written in the book of Proverbs, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel." There's another verse in Proverbs, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Now here's the point. God has placed in your life parents, grandparents, pastors and youth pastors, teachers, people of great wisdom. You can draw that wisdom out if you're willing to. But there are loud voices in the world all around you telling you, you decide what's right for you. You don't have to listen to these people. Do whatever you feel like is best for you. Don't worry about what anybody else says. That is very, very foolish, and you pay very heavy consequences when you think like that. Do you have a teachable spirit? Time after time after time in the book of Psalms, written by Rehoboam's grandfather, David, we read this phrase, "Teach me, teach me, teach me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Teach me good judgment. Teach me to do your will." Over and over you hear that phrase, "Teach me, teach me, teach me." Do you have a teachable spirit? It's one of the most precious, valuable commodities you can ever gain on this earth, is a humble, teachable spirit before God and being willing to draw on the wisdom of those that God's put in authority in your life. Thank you, Father, for putting the tragic example of Rehoboam into your word so we could learn from his mistakes. Lord, would you teach us, please? And would you please use those whom you've placed in our lives to give us wisdom? Teach us how to draw wisdom out of them so that we can become more like Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray in his name. Amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.